Gopi jana balava iribarada Yashodanandana prajajana rajana Yatira varasya Yamunatira varasya Kalpura madama Kunjadeva Gopi jana bala iribarada Gopi jana bala iribarada Yashoda nandana Vajjanana Yashoda nandana Vajjanana Okay, welcome. Do you want to make an announcement or anything?
Okay. 买昆的基因服务源于明天。今天是2020年12月8日，我们荣幸的邀请到了尊敬的 Kalcham Swami， 我们讲解今天的博加瓦坦瓦课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Yeah, the connection is very good. This is the last verse step before, so it's a special verse.
So, Padmavati Japana said it's 11-8-21.
Oh, wait a minute, yeah. This is Bhagavatam.
Okay.
Bhagavatam, Chapter 11. Chapter 8, verse 21. Story of Pingala, but we haven't even gotten to Pingala yet. So many verses. Many other stories. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate VasudevayaDevi Samsukunga Sam Cho Janyam Dirti Asya Paeshu Vibeshu Tumbhava Vatsevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhagavati Nishiki Okay, One who has conquered the senses.
征服了感官的人。
Nah.
Who?
Shot. Can be.
能够。
Vijita Anya Indriya, one who has conquered all of the other senses.
一个征服了所有其他感官的人。
Human, a human being.
一个人类。
Najayet, cannot conquer.
无法征服。
Vasunam, the tongue.
舌头。
But as long as
只要
your tongue conquer
征服
Sarum everything
所有一切
your day when conquered
当被征服的时候
Let's say the tongue
舌头
As long, although when they conquer all the other senses As long as the tongue is not conquered It cannot be said that one has controlled his senses However, if one is able to control the tongue Then one is understood to be in full control of all the senses.
译文，尽管一个人可也许征服了所有其他的感官，只要舌头还没有被征服，就不能说一个人已经征服了感官。然而，如果一个人能够征服控制舌头，那么就能够理解一个人已经完全控制了所有的感官了。
By eating, one gives energy and activity to all the senses. Unless the tongue is uncontrolled, all the senses will be dragged down to the material platform of existence. Therefore, by all means, one must conquer their tongue. When fat and all the other senses become weak, use their focus of tongue, however,becomes more greedy to taste delicious preparations. When finally indulges the tongue, all the senses go out of control.
通过进食，一个人就给予所有其他的感官以能量和活动，因此舌头。如果舌头不受控制，所有的感官将被拖到物质的生存层面。因此，一个人应该想方设法必须控制舌头。如果戒食的话，那么所有其他的感官就变得虚弱，丧失了能力。然而，舌头会变得越来越贪求品尝美味佳肴。并且当一个人最终开始让舌头进食的时候，所有的感官迅速的都失去了控制，
Therefore, Shrimad Bhaktivedanta Thakura advises that one accept Mahaprasad and the remnants of the Lord's food in a moderate proportion. Since the tongue's function is also to vibrate, one should vibrate the glorious holy name of the Supreme Lord and taste the ecstasy of pure Krishna consciousness. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Rasa Vajjana Sopya Shyapa and Drishtva, the Bhagavad Gita, only by the higher taste of Krishna consciousness can one give up the deadly lower taste that keeps one imprisoned in material bondage.
Shila Vishwana Sakurati Thakur 建议说，人必须要接受 Mahaprasad 或者是主的寄语，是适量的接受 主的记忆，因为舌头的功能也还有镇静的说话的功能，一个人应当去震动至尊主的荣耀的圣名，并且品尝纯粹 Krishna 知觉的狂喜。正如国家梵歌所述 Rasavajranasopyasyaparangjusvaniwatante， 只是通过更高级的 Krishna 知觉的品味，一个人就可以放弃低可怕的低级趣味，因为低级趣味是使一个人束缚在物质生存当中。
Trying to enjoy without Krishna, living in it, he leaves the abode of the Supreme Lord called Vrajabhumi. He comes down to the material world where he quickly loses control of his senses. One becomes particularly victimized by the tongue, belly, and genitals, which exert intolerable pressure on his conditioned soul.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 这样说，只要人的智慧被物质所覆盖，便无法理解 Krishna 知觉的快乐。生物体试图在没有 Krishna 的情况下单独享受，便离开了至尊主称为 Rajabhumi 的居所，堕落到物质世界。在物质世界，生物体迅速的失去了对感官的控制。一个人尤其是成为舌头的牺牲品，舌头、肚子、生殖器的牺牲品。他给受条件的灵魂带来无法忍受的压力。
These desires subside, however, when one reestablishes one's personal relationship with the Lord, who is actually the reservoir of all pleasure. One who is attached to the taste of Krishna consciousness automatically follows all the rules and regulations of religious life through the spontaneous attraction to Vishuddhisattva and the mode of pure goodness. Without such spontaneous attraction,One is certainly bewildered by the pushing material senses.
然而，这些欲望消退的时候，一个人便重新确立他跟至尊主极乐的关系。主是真正的快乐泉源。一个依附于 Krishna 世界品味的人，自动的就遵守了。宗教生活的规范原则，因为他受到韦舒的萨特瓦的自发的吸引。韦舒的萨特瓦既是纯粹的善良形态，没有这种自发的吸引，一个人肯定会受到物质感官的催涌的困惑。
Regulatory practice is so powerful that it brings one to the platform of anarchanivity, where one becomes free from unwanted sinful habits and gains relief from the pressure of the tongue, belly, and genitals. Thus, one is delivered from the bondage of material addiction and can no longer be cheated by the allurements of the material energy. As it is said, all that glitters is not gold.In this regard, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur recommends that we consider the following song written by his father, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
即便是在奉献服务的起始阶段，被称为 Sadhana Bhakti 规范修行阶段，它如此有力量，使一个人来到 Anarthanivriti 层面。在这个层面上，一个人便摆脱了所有要不得的罪恶习惯，从舌头、肚腹、生殖器的压力下， 解放出
来，
因此一个人便从物质习惯的束缚当中救赎出去，不再被物质能量的炫惑所欺骗。正如所说的，所有闪光的并不是发光的，并不都是金子。在这方面，是了巴提斯丹特萨萨塔库建议说，我们可以考虑由他的父亲是了巴提诺塔库所写下的如下歌曲。好，那大家
Krishna Bhagavan, my body, 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 body,
body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body,
Sunya Bari, Asya Shade Satarine, Asya Kalpa Shubhista, Kipa Sindhu Devacha, Patitanam Pavane, Vyo Vaishna Devi, Yo Namaha, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gora Tuhishya Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jigatate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namo Shite Tapta Kanta Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari I'll be right back.
Okay.
Very interesting verse, but it's a basic understanding we have to follow. Upadeshan Rita, Goswami says, Vachu Vegam, Manasu Kroda Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Pasta Vegam. That we have to control these pushing. So, vacho, the word, that's the tongue. Someone wants to talk and talk and never get tired.
Vacho的意思就是词语,意思就指的是舌头,一个人就想滔滔不绝地不断地说话。
So, the tongue can destroy someone just by, if we let it fly with the wrong words, you know, we get angry or something.
还有Manasa的意思就是要控制心意。
That's the first thing, because the mind controls all the other senses.
其实最重要的,因为心意是所有其他感官的司令。
The senses can't work without the mind. Manasa Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, anger, have to control anger.
Krodha是愤怒,还要控制愤怒.
Do you have anger control classes in China?
You mean there is a full devotee or ordinary course?
No, the karmis. In America, it's a very common thing. Anger control.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard it. Not so popular.
Sometimes in America, like if two people are fighting, the judge tells them they have to go to anger control class.
Oh. So in America, there's a class called "Control Anger" class.
But they don't know that anger comes from lust. And if they don't control the lust, then the anger will always be there.
他们不知道的就是愤怒是源于色欲，如果不控制色欲的话，就会愤怒，就会泛滥成灾。然后就是舌头的摧涌，接下来是肚腹的摧涌。
It's a straight line, so if we don't control the tongue, the tongue is always saying, you taste this, taste that, you didn't have this, you need more of that. Then the belly gets too full.
这是一条直线。如果舌头失控的话，舌头就会催有一个人去这个啊，尝尝那个啊，结果他的肚子就会撑得饱饱的。虽然他已经吃得很饱了，但他还在不停地在吃。
It's a straight line. Calm down. So much trouble.
然后接下来就是生殖器，因为他给他们这个肚腹呢，就给生殖器带来巨大的压力。
So most of the senses like this.The smell,
it only smells. No, no. It is only one thing. 大部分感官它只是一个功能，比如说鼻子，鼻子功能就是去闻和嗅。
The ear, you only hear. You only do one thing.
耳朵的功能就是聆听。
Touch, only feel, the skin, it doesn't do anything.
而皮肤只是去那里的感受，是感觉器官。
But the tongue, it does two things.
舌头有两个功能。
It tastes things, and it says things, talk, makes sound.
一个是品尝，另外一个是发音，发声。
So probably we have the diet and the medicine.
帕帕说，我们有这个饮食的药物。
The diet is the prasada.
我们的食疗方法就是只吃。
So when you have to not eat too much, you will get.
我们只吃克什那普沙的，即便如此的话，有的人也是进食过量。
And the medicine is called neem.
我们的药物治疗疾病的药物是圣宁。
Hello,
这个是这个药物啊，可是最高级的药物了。
So even if we conquer everything else, the tongue is not controlled. You get us in trouble with other senses that sound like that.
即便所有其他的感官都控制了，但是舌头如果失去控制的话，就会带来灾难。
So the tongue has to watch, you know.In America, anyway, children talk crazy. The mother, if the children talk bad, they say bad words. The mother says, watch your tongue. Be careful. People understand to control the tongue. Don't just talk whenever you feel like it. Think before you drink, before you eat, think about it. Is this good for me? Am I really hungry?
在美国呢，他们有一句成语，就是说要看好你的舌头。有的时候，那个小孩子呢，他就会很冲动的说话。这时候，他的母亲就告诉他：“你看好你的舌头。”所以我们有一句成语叫做
：“So the best thing is practice using tongue to chant Bhagavad Gita, speak Bhagavad Gita, speak Bhagavad Gita.” And the tongue will become very happy, please, not one talk about everything.
最好的方法就是唱诵圣名，朗读国家梵歌，只讲 Krishna Katha， 这时候舌头就会感到很满足了。
Somebody was asking on Friday, you know, to say the mind is your worst enemy. So how can I conquer? But it says, it doesn't just say the mind is my enemy. It says it can be your enemy or your friend. You can choose.
星期五的课程上呢，有的人就问这个问题，心意是最糟糕的敌人，如何征服心意呢？这国家范哥说了，心意既可以是敌人，也可以朋友，由你选。
We can choose what kind of books we read, what kind of things we talk about, what kind of people we associate with. And that will mean the mind can be our friend, which we're using it to think about Krishna. Plan how to serve Krishna, and then it's our friend.
We can choose what we read, what we taste, what we eat, and who we associate with. If our heart wants Krishna, thinking about how to serve Krishna, then our heart will already become friends.
So we should accept Mahaprasad, but not too much. If we eat too much, then it's still not good. But it's better than eating non-devotee. If someone even is fasting, but they don't eat prasad, then it's really controlling the tongue.
So the best way is to eat Mahaprasad, but if it's too much, it's not good.但无论如何要比吃非奉献者没有公共的食物要好。如果一个人仅仅在那里戒食的话，也是有问题的，因为他吃的他没有得到和沙的庇护。
But the majority of people, they place great importance on the tongue.
物质主义者他们特别重视舌头。
I remember when I was young, one of the cigarettes in America, the advertisement was, I smoke for the taste.
我记得我小的时候呢，在美国的有一个香烟的广告的说，他那个广告词是说，我为了那个，我为了那个味道我去抽烟。
Another one they had a sing song, Winston tastes good, like a...So therefore everybody puts all the restaurants and everything in the food, they put something to make it taste good.
在饭馆里呢，那些厨师们他们就会往这个菜肴当中加一些佐料，就是让它味道更鲜美。
So in China, we put in Wei Ji Song, Wei Ji Sing. Wei Ji Sing, right?
Yes.
But it doesn't really make the food taste good. It just makes you think it tastes good, the drug. But anything, when you go in a convenience shop and everything, it's a chips and package.Crackers or whatever it is, it's full of this chemical to make you think it tastes good. It really doesn't taste good, it's just always brown taste.
In China, there's this kind of flavor called 味极鲜 It just makes people think this taste is very good, but actually, it's just a kind of flavor.
So we want to develop.We want to practice so we can get the Ruchi, Namaru. That means we have a taste for the holy name. We don't want to taste other things because the Holy Name tastes so good, we don't want to stop chanting.
我们的修习方法就是唱诵圣名，圣名的品味是如此的甘美，它使一个人就是停不下来。
Okay, so you want to be careful. Now there's a story of Pingala, that's what this chapter is.
So, started.
Okay?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Pingala nama desha seed zideha nagare kura asya me sikshitam kinchin niboda nyusa kandit nandit. O son of king, previously in the city of Videha, there dwelt a prostitute named Pingala. Now please hear what I learned from that lady.
世纪二十二，译文，国王之子啊。以前的年代，在韦德哈城居住着一名叫做平格拉的妓女。现在，请听我从这位女士那里所学到的。
So I hope everybody is remembering this chapter that we've been going through, where this Brahman is telling how we learn so many lessons from the mountain, lessons from the earth, lessons from the river, lessons from so many things. So this is another one. There's different gurus.
So I want to remind everyone, in this chapter, there are a lot of teachings. You can learn from the river, from the mountain, from the bee, from the bee, from the bee.
Once the prostitute, desiring to bring a lover into her house, stood outside the door at night, showing her beautiful form.
有一次，那位妓女渴望将情人带进自己的房中，她就站在门口，深更半夜站在门口，来展示着她那美丽的形体。
Marga agat chitovicha purushan purusharshiva san shukla dan gripta bata kantan nene hamukhi. Best among men, this prostitute was very anxious to get money. And as she stood in the street at night, she studied all the men who were passing by, thinking, surely this one has money. I know he can pay the price, and I'm sure he will enjoy my company. Thus she thought about all the men on the street.
人中的佼佼者啊，这个妓女，这名妓女很渴望获得钱财，她就站在深更半夜站在大街上，研究着来来往往的男子，心想，这个人肯定会有钱，我知道他可以付得起价钱，我敢打赌，我肯定他会享受我的陪伴。如此一来，他就想着大街上的所有男子。
As the prostitute Pingala stood in the doorway, many men came and went, walking by. Her only means of sustenance was prostitution. And therefore she thought, maybe this one is coming. Now it's near here. Normally he's not stopping, but I'm sure someone else will come. Surely this man is coming now. Well, he will want to pay me for my love. And he will probably get lots of money. Thus, with vain hope, she remained leaning against the doorway, unable to finish her business and go to sleep. Out of anxiety, she would sometimes walk out in the street, and sometimes she went back into her house. This way, the midnight hour arrived.
当这个妓女听得啦，站在门口的时候，许多男子来来往往，经过她的房间。她唯一的维生手段就是，作为妓女的生意。因此，她焦渴地想着，也许这个走过来的人很有钱。哦，他没有停下脚步，但是我确信别的人会来的。啊，这个男子。现在过来的这个男子会为我的爱来付钱，他很可能会给一大笔钱。就这样，他的希望都落空了。他仍然倚在门口，没办法，没办法完成他的生意去睡觉。由于焦虑，他有的时候会走到大街上，有的时候他又走回房中。就这样。
夜晚渐渐的失去了。Prostitutes, the instant desire of money, gradually became morose, and her face dried up. Being filled with anxiety for money and most disappointed, she began to feel a great detachment from her situation, and happiness arose in her mind.
夜晚渐渐地逝去了，这名妓女很渴望获得钱财，逐渐地她变得有点消沉。他的面容变得枯萎了，这样，他因为渴望获得钱财，心中充满着焦虑，并且大失所望。他开始从他的境遇当中感受到一种巨大的不依附的心理，而幸福感渐渐的出现在他的心意当中。
Okay, go for it. Then we'll finish this report and start on questions. Leave everybody excited when it happens next. It appears from this verse that this particular night the prostitute was not at all successful in attracting customers to her house. Being completely frustrated and disappointed, she gradually became indifferent to her situation. Thus, great suffering sometimes leads one to the path of enlightenment. According to Sanskrit proverb, disappointment gives rise to the greatest satisfaction.
要知，从这些细节当中看上去，在这一天晚上，这名妓女拼个啦，一点儿也没有成功的吸引到主顾来到自己的房中。由于彻底的受到挫折和失望感，他渐渐的变得对他自己的处境漠不关心起来。因此，有的时候巨大的痛苦反而导致一个人走向启蒙之途，或者根据一首梵文谚语所说，失望导致巨大的满足感。
The prostitute had dedicated her life to satisfying the lust and desires of many men, engaging her mind, body, and words in the service of paying lovers. She completely forgot the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, her mind was most unsteady and disturbed. Finally, being completely frustrated, her face and throat drying, began to feel indifferent to her situation, and happiness arose in her mind.
心灵妓女，她终其一生去满足许多男子的色欲，她将心意、躯体和言语都用来服务那些付钱的情人们。她完全忘记了是自那个神手的爱心服务。如此，他的心意非常的不稳定和变得受到骚扰，最终由于完全受到自己的挫败，他的面容和他的喉咙都干枯起来，他开始感到对自己的处境漠不关心，幸福感反而出现在自己的心意当中。
Okay, let's get some questions.
好，那接下来我们看看回答今天晚上有没有问题呢？Mara, I have a question.
Okay.
So, the Vacho Vedan, Manasa Kroda Vedan, is controller.
It means that one
become angry, or if one become angry but not show it.
That's one part of controlling it. But if we just suppress it, it will just build up until we can't hold it back anymore.
Okay. 我的问题就是说，在这个如何播放的教委的纲领当中说，要控制言语的冲动、心的冲动和愤怒的冲动。控制愤怒的冲动是指的不愤怒，还是指的是一个人愤怒了，但是却不发泄出来呢？马尔回答就说：“虽然愤怒，但不发泄出来，不表达出来，这也是一部分。但如果总是压抑自己的愤怒的话，总有一天呢，就会被火山爆发的。”我们不能掩藏自己的愤怒，因为早晚有一天呢，这个愤怒就会一发不可收拾。因为这个愤怒之情呢，就太巨大了，你已经藏不住了。
So, that's why
it comes from lust. This 愤怒是源于色欲，物质欲望。
So we have to conquer lust. That's what Christians said. In the very beginning, we have to conquer this all-devouring, sinful enemy of mankind, lust. Because if I'm lusty and then I don't get what I want, then I become angry. Buddha is teaching us, but that's just understanding, logical understanding.
Krishna 在《国家放歌》的开始就说，人要控制这个吞没一切的罪恶大敌色欲，因为如果一个人他有物质欲望。他得不到他想要的物质欲望，他就变得愤怒了。
We have to change lust into love. If we want to serve Krishna instead of satisfying our own senses. If we're trying to satisfy our own senses, we can't always satisfy them, and then we become angry. Either we think, oh, I made a big mistake, or we think somebody else just took what I wanted, and we get in trouble. Mm,
如果我们应该把色欲，就是物质欲望，有英文叫 lust， 转变成爱，英文是 love， 变成要服务 Krishna， 而不是满足自己的感官。 因为感官是永远无法满足的。一旦无法满足的话，一个人变得愤怒，就会指责啊，这都是别人的错啊，他拿走了我的东西，然后这样一个人就变得很陷入了大麻烦当中。Mark, since now there's no... Here's a question. Jaya. Jaya Patra.
Should we wait a little longer?
Yeah, here's a question. Haribo, 感恩姑妈的仁慈。感恩您的主持 Shepherdman， 刚才您提到我们应该做言语的苦行，控制说话的冲动。在日常生活中，我们总是很容易对自己最亲近的人发脾气，对其他人反而很有耐心，这是虚伪吗？是处在假我的状态中吗？感恩您。Shepherdman said, Haribo, thank you much for your mercy. You mentioned the class that we should...do tapasya of the words, control the urge of speech. But in our daily life, we are very easy to become upset with those relatives who are very dear to us. But to those...We are not familiar with, we become very patient. Is this hypocrisy, that we are in the state of a false ego?
Can you repeat it? There's a lot of noise outside.
So she said sometimes we are very impatient to...Those who are very dear to us. On the contrary, we are very patient with those who are far from us, have nothing to do with us. Does that mean that we are very hypocrisy in our dealing? Or we are in the basis of a false ego?
That's normal, you know. So it means we haven't become really advanced, like Bhagavad Gita is telling us to be equal to friends of enemies, honor and dishonor, naturally, that's because everybody is naturally like that. So we have to practice seeing Krishna in everyone's heart.
That means this person is very advanced.
With what?
I didn't catch the first sentence.
Because we're not so advanced. This is a natural condition of everybody, that naturally we like people who like us and people who are friends, and we don't like, you know, so that's what we want to overcome, because that's just material judgment. Okay, okay. This shows me we have不是很进步，不叫范哥说我们应该平等待人。
无论是荣辱啊什么，就是都要平等对待其他人。就是一般自然而然的状况，就是别人喜欢我就喜欢别人。这是一种物质的状况，那需要很多的修行才能克服这种状况。
That's why the Bhagavad Gita is giving us the instruction so many times. You know, this is what pleases Krishna. So we have to try to be more, you know, and by appreciating we can learn more to appreciate everybody.
不下饭课他反反复复的就强调就是很多地方就讲了我们怎么才能够学 Krishna， 我们怎么做才能学 Krishna， 因此呢我们就要去多去传播，在这个传播的过程当中我们就学会了怎么去欣赏别人。
Right, you know, by preaching and telling people about Krishna, you can gradually perceive more and more how Krishna is in everyone's heart.
通过去向别人传播 Krishna, 我们就会渐渐地意识到了，我们渐渐地就取得进步，意识到了 Krishna, 他在众生的心中。
Okay.
嗯嗯，那这个回答。回答。
If we become aware of these things, that's a sign of the past. That we are aware of our problems. Then that's good. Krishna appreciates that, and we'll be able to come in.
能够意识到我们的问题，这是很好的，说明我们已经进步了。Krishna 会欣赏我们这种反省。So she's asking. So is that the we are in the false ego?
Yeah, we're in false ego, but you know we're in degrees of false ego. We know in one sense we're not the body, but still we identify with the body. We're so conditioned. And we're trying to rise above it. We have to keep real ego means to realize I'm a servant of Krishna. False ego means to think I'm this and other than that. Not something. But we know that, theoretically we know, but we're practicing so we can really understand it and act on that platform.
Okay. 至于您的第二个问题，是不是我们处在假我当中？就是确实是就是我们知道我们都不是个躯体，但是呢我们虽然理论上知道，但是因为我们还是受条件限制的，我们仍然处于这种躯体化生命概念，我们需要超越它。我们真正的自我是认识到我们是普人，所以这需要修行，需要知行合一。
Okay.
深深的敬拜 Gurudev， 感谢翻译和主播。人如果太痛苦，会导致自杀、抑郁症，为什么也会有种满足感呢？这种满足感容易觉悟吗 ？Thank you so much for your kindness. Chen Jian is asking this question relevant to the story of Pingala. She said she pays a business to you.She said, if one is too painful, sometimes one will commit suicide, or there will be depression. Why? There will be a sense of satisfaction. So will this sense of satisfaction lead to realization?
That it depends, you know, like in this case, she was just disappointed. She couldn't enjoy or couldn't get money. It wasn't that she was
and you had cancer and tremendous pain wrecking your whole body or something, that's much different. It's like poverty can be good for a person, can help create, you know, renunciation and everything, but too much poverty ruins the good qualities of a human being. But too much suffering, you know, is different than just a little suffering, a little deprivation, you lose your money, or, you know, your girlfriend leaves you or something. That's not so bad, but it can help you think about life much more and realize it.
这个情况不一样，那个妓女她只是有一点点失望，只是有点失望，因为她没办法享受，也没办法挣钱。俗话说有，当一个人贫穷的时候，不是俗话，就是当一个人特别穷的时候呢，他很有气绝心。但是如果太穷了，就是有句话就说，人太穷的时候，他就没什么好品质了。同样的呢，就是说，当一个人他特别痛苦，就比如说得癌症啊这种的，跟这种痛苦是不一样的。这个痛苦和那些，比如说失恋啊，没有女朋友了，女朋友跑走了，还是丢点钱这种痛苦是两种痛苦。
Okay. So that, you know, too much suffering is not good, but a little suffering, a little difficulty. That's why people voluntarily do self-rescue, because it helps you separate your consciousness from trying to enjoy the material body and realize a lot.
所以一点点的痛苦啊是好的。就一点点的踏踏下，一点点的苦行是好的，这可以让人知觉到人不应该去努力去享受自己的躯体。So she's asking the second part is that will this sense of satisfaction to lead one to realization.
It might, you know, if you, when you read on to this story, you'll see that it did for her.
可能
depends on the person and the mercy of the Lord, mercy of devotees, so many things. Nothing is guaranteed that any one thing will have the same result for every person. Understand?
There's
no exact guarantee. Some people chant Hare Krishna, read the Bhagavad Gita one time, and they just surrender everything. Some people have been chanting for years and reading the Bhagavad Gita, and they can't stop smoking or something, because of previous past activities and different desires and, you know, different offenses or whatever. There are many different reasons for why things happen.
所以没有什么，就是保肯定会保证会做发生的事情。有的人呢，读国家梵歌，唱诵 Hare Krishna， 很短的时间他就开始成熟了。还有的人呢，长年累月的唱诵 Hare Krishna， 最后反而开始抽烟，这是由于他前世的恶行导致的。 Okay, since there's no question coming up, another question concerning Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
There's a verse that says one should do one's own duty, not to carry out others' duty. So can you give an example to illustrate this verse, this point?
Yeah. If someone, we have a duty according to our varna, you know, what kind of qualities we have. So if someone has those sudra qualities, but he tries to act like a brahmana, there'll just be a disturbance in society. He takes a position of a kshatriya, but he has a sudra mind, and he'll just mislead people, take advantage of people, get carried away by the power he has. Like that, that's one example.
Oh, 问的这个问题有关于不叫放歌的，就是说人不应该履行别人的职责，应该做好自己的职责。我请马拉给我提一个具体的例子。马拉的回答就是说，就是一个人应该根据他的 varna 他的品质去做事情。比如说，如果他的品质是一个书者的品质的话，如果他从事的是个 brahmana 婆罗门的工作，他就会给社会带来打扰。同样的呢，如果他本来是个树的品质，他去从事查翠亚沙地地的职责的话，他就会误导别人，或者是利用别人，滥用他的权利，这是一个例子。Okay, thank you. No more questions.
Really? Okay, well, that's about normal at the time. So we want to thank everybody very, very much for listening and giving me this opportunity to try to think about the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Right?
Because that's the most important thing.
Okay? 妈妈说感谢大家给他这个机会来谈论博迦瓦坛。博迦瓦坛是非常非常重要的。Thank you so much.
Alright. Thank you very much. We'll see you on Friday morning, Krishna willing.
Right?
If the whole world doesn't die from COVID. Alright? Thank you, Hare Krishna. I'm going to hang out.
Okay, 把中国金服务员您听，今天晚上的非常感谢。海昌斯阿米给我们带来精彩的博迦瓦坛的讲课，感谢扎尔帕特玛的主持，感谢所有聆听的奉献者，感谢你提出的好问题，祝大家有一个愉快的夜晚 ，Hare Krishna。
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.